Remembering. Benjamin Bonney was a 7-year-old boy when he came over the Oregon Trail in 1845. His most vivid memories of the ordeal were when they departed Independence, Missouri, the last settlement, and the nights they were trapped on the plains during frightening thunderstorms.
"We passed through Independence, the last trading point on the frontier, and there were a number of wagon shops and blacksmith shops, as well as livery stables and hotels. The natives were camped all around the settlement and were anxious to trade buffalo robes for shirts, powder, lead, or firewater. But what I remember most vividly, the thing that scared me the most, were the thunderstorms. When they rolled in during the night, the oxen had to be chained together so they could not stampede. Sometimes the wind blew so hard our tents would be flattened and the covers torn off the wagons. Then the rain would come down and we would be like drowned rats. Unless you had been through a storm on the Great Plains, you have no idea how scary and confusing it can be. The oxen bellowing, children crying, women whispering to be not afraid, the men shouting and the thunder rolling like a constant salvo of artillery. One moment it was as bright as day, and the next, black as the depth of a pit."
You've been listening to Writing the West. The stories and poetry in this podcast are by Rick Stieber and appear in books by him. Log on to www.rickstieberauthor.com to find out more. This program was produced by Michael Messner by permission of the author. Special thanks to Michael Tucker, Rachel Pulliam, and Art Shingler. Thank you for listening.